In 1991, the United States and Canada signed an agreement to make Lake Superior the Zero Discharge Demonstration Project. To some, eliminating the discharge of persistent toxic chemicals may sound pie in the sky, but Wisconsin DNR water specialist Nancy Larson says it's a goal worth shooting for. The new proposal would restrict 9 chemicals like PCBs, mercury, and pesticides from draining into Lake Superior.
Because these are pollutants that don't go away. They persist for decades. They build up in the food chain, and they build up in fish. So we want to make sure that people aren't discharging these pollutants unless they really have to by going even with using the best technology out there.
Larson says it would prohibit rivers and streams that run into Lake Superior from having any discharge of these chemicals, and also tag those tributaries with a more restrictive outstanding resource water designation.
The idea was that for some of the tributaries that are very high quality and that are already classified as outstanding resource waters, this public group wanted to extend that outstanding resource water classification into some of the waters in Lake Superior right off the mouth of those tributaries.
Lake Superior is considered the cleanest of the Great Lakes and also has the most water, equal to all of the other Great Lakes combined. Because of that, it takes more than 150 years for a pollutant to leave Lake Superior. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.